From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Daily Mirror is sick of what it calls hypocritical, whining celebrities. So it's introduced a celebrity sin bin. Punishment for stars who court publicity one minute and complain about press intrusion the next. The Daily Mirror, for those not in the know, is a British tabloid, and the term sin bin is rooted in the vocabulary of sports.
On the playing field, being sent to the bin means being disciplined by the match official for breaking the rules. In soccer, if the referee shows a yellow card, a player is booked, and if there's a repeat offense, sent off the field. A red card means instant dismissal from the game. Now that's how it works on the field. On the Media's Gareth Mitchell explains how it happens if you're playing for the tabloids.
If you're a celebrity and think you're a potential offender, then watch out for these rules. Yellow card offences include moaning about being bothered by fans when out in public, and complaining about being photographed in the street, on a beach, or on the high seas. You can get the red card for exploiting a personal occasion, i.e. a marriage, to promote a new product, such as a chocolate bar, or for assaulting a member of the media in a public place without provocation. The Daily Mirror has defined a hierarchy of offences for celebrities who are guilty of hypocrisy, as show business editor Kevin O'Sullivan explains.
If you give me the yellow card, you're out of the paper for a week. But that's probably because we think they're of such a level that we're probably going to need them after a week. But there are certain ones that we're giving the red card to. If we give you the red card, you're out of the paper forever.
Ouch, bad news for publicity-hungry celebs. A life ban from appearing in the Daily Mirror. A recent yellow card victim was Chris Moyles, a DJ on one of the UK's national music radio stations. The Mirror has accused Chris Moyles of hypocrisy after complaining about being photographed on holiday, whilst also telling listeners to his show that he loves seeing pictures of half-naked celebrities on the beach. Kevin O'Sullivan is delighted to see Chris Moyles languishing in the celebrity sin bin for a whole week, starved of publicity. And he's especially pleased because the DJ's been taking regular pot shots at the physical appearance of certain Daily Mirror female showbiz writers.
This is coming from a guy who weighs about 250 pounds and is, take it from me, as ugly as sin. So he should be in the ugly as sin bin.
Tennis star Anna Kournikova has also suffered a Daily Mirror yellow card after accusing the tabloids of just making stuff up weeks after apparently asking the paper for a lucrative Wimbledon tennis tournament sponsorship deal in exchange for an exclusive interview about her private life. Anna Kournikova's complaint had been about journalists speculating over her marriage plans. Other celebrities agree that it's fair game to complain about coverage in the tabloids.
She appeared across the bar. Such a badass superstar, body like a race car. Can we share a drink or something?
The hit British boy band Damage with the single Ghetto Romance. The boys often find themselves in the pages of the tabloids, and many of the stories they say are simply untrue. Band member Jade.
A young lady had written a cotton wool story about me and her seeing each other in Ricky Ticks, this club that I've never been to, and she said that me and her had sexual relations in this club toilet, and then we had sexual relations in a park around the corner, and it's just totally untrue. Do you know what I mean? So that's just another side of it, what can happen.
On the other hand, there's always that old adage, any publicity is good publicity, and a few column inches in a mass circulation newspaper, even if they're not necessarily true, might come in quite handy when there's a new CD, a book, or a movie to promote. There's no doubt that the stars benefit from the oxygen of publicity. Equally, Jade says, the tabloids need the stars for the juicy stories that help sell the newspapers.
Well, of course, if there wasn't superstars or musicians or film stars in this world, then there wouldn't be any tabloids, really. So those things are the things that people want to see. They want to see what the stars are doing. The media want to see what the stars are doing, where they're at. And so, yeah, it's a tit-for-tat thing, you know. Everyone, they need us and we need them at the end of the day.
We could drop celebrities tomorrow. Totally. And I think you'd find our circulation wouldn't go down that drastically.
The Daily Mirror's Kevin O'Sullivan.
We're read by 10 million people a day. If you dropped all celebrity content, we might lose 500,000 readers. Maybe. You know, seriously, I mean, they're a good little bit of stardust to sparkle on the real news of the day. But, you know, their idea of their own importance is highly exaggerated. They are far less important to us than you think.
Even so, a quick glimpse at a Daily Mirror this week reveals stories on the handsome TV star who says romancing is an art form. Could Robbie Williams be the next milk tray man? Plus, a picture of the day features the marriage of one of the country's leading soap opera stars. Max Clifford is one of the UK's leading publicists. He worked for Louise Woodward, the British au pair convicted of shaking a baby to death. He's fed the tabloids many of their greatest scoops. For him, there's definitely a two-way relationship between the stars and the newspapers.
It's a joint thing. I mean, the biggest celebrity we've had in this country for many years was Princess Diana. And the papers, the media milked that, and they sold vast amounts of magazines, newspapers on the back of Princess Diana for many, many years. But Princess Diana also used the media to make her the most popular woman in this country, certainly the most popular royal. So it's a two-way situation, and they all use each other.
Meanwhile, the Daily Mirror's sin bin continues to fill. Recent additions include a well-known newsreader, Anna Ford, and a celebrity the Mirror describes as former It girl, Tara Palmer Tomkinson. Others, including Liz Hurley and Danny Minogue, are high up on the list of potential targets. The sin bin might be a backlash against celebrity hypocrisy, but then the British tabloids know all about hypocrisy. Perhaps the British newspaper buying public could establish a popular press sin bin. Tabloids that plaster celebrities all over the front page could be given the yellow card and boycotted for a week. Newspapers which complain about celebrity hypocrisy but then continue to blatantly use the stars to sell the papers should be punished with the red card and just left, unsold, on the newsstands forever. Refereeing for On the Media, this is Gareth Mitchell in London.
NPR's On the Media is produced at member station WNYC in New York City.